Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He's talented. I think what they do on offense is difficult to stop. But I think, you know, we got to go out. We got to stop the run. We got to affect the quarterback. And we got to hit him. You know, we got to try to hit him as much as we can early in the game. You know, it's going to be winning up front, winning in the box, winning. You know, I think our defensive line's done a really good job this year of knocking back the line of scrimmage and collapsing the pocket, and that's going to be the emphasis right from the start.
When you are able to get pressure or hits on, as you mentioned, early in the game, what does that do for essentially for your defense, but also the quarterback as he probably processes moving forward?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, that's the one thing taken away from the SMU game still. We didn't get enough hits early in the game, and that's, you know, affecting that position. You know, we just got to always make sure that we're affecting the quarterback early in a game. You know, we can take the run away and you know, collapse the pocket and, you know, affect the throw. I think that's something we want to try to do early in the game and as much as we can.
With the key message, just what's impressing you most about what he's been able to provide you guys this season?
Yeah, you know, it all started, I think, spring football. But right after spring football, the way he's gone about the process of, you know, taking care of his body, you know, the details of situational football, his position, being able to play multiple positions for us, the way that he stepped up as a leader on the defense, really right after spring football, and during spring football. But I thought right after, he really accepted the challenge to pull the defense together, to grow the defense together, or closer as a unit. And, you know, I think the way he's, you know, attack treatment and getting back to full strength, and the way he played last week, and it's relentless the way you watch him collapse the pocket and swarm after the football, and how physical he plays up front, going through people all the time. You know, and he's worn a couple different hats, playing, you know, different positions, dropping in coverage at times, and you know, I just think he's a guy that's accepted the role, and he's done an unbelievable job with it so far, and looking forward to him continuing to build on that as the season keeps going.
The stand you guys made in the red zone before halftime, where you ripped the ball out and there was a swarm there to jump on the ball. As a coach, how pleased were you with that instance of the game just as a culmination? I'm sure you're preaching takeaways and fighting till the end and coming up big in the red zone.
Yeah, that was, I think that's one of the bigger plays in the game. You know, they have a 2-minute situation right before the half, and you know, they come out and we get the pick six on third down, I think to go up 14, and then right away we're back up again on defense, and that's where, you know, you get the pick six, but now you can't give up the touchdown, and you know, they drive the field, we have a misfit, and you know, they have, I think they had one or two big plays in that series in the run game, and you know, they drive all the way down, and then we misfit that same exact play like two plays earlier. We peek, one guy comes out of a gap, the running back bounces it. I think Damari makes a really good play on the sideline to save the touchdown. And, you know, then they come back, they go to the same play against the same call, and our guys, I think it was Justin Scott, knocks the line of scrimmage back. You know, Mez sets the edge and puts the tackle back into the play, and the running back now doesn't have anywhere to go. And then just the smarts, you know, in that situation, and, you know, to understand to hold the back up and go get the football and pry it out. And then, you know, our guys knocking the running back away from the pile, you know, the one guy that knows the ball's on the ground, I thought our guys did a really good job of getting him away from the ball so that we could recover it and then go into halftime now up 14 rather than 14-3 or 14-7. You know, I thought winning the middle eight right there really swung the game. You know, scoring a touchdown before half. You know, unfortunately, we gave up a field goal in the first drive of the second half, but then our offense went right back down and scored again to kind of give us that, you know, 17-3, or was that 21-3, I think, at that point. And I thought that kind of changed the entire momentum of the game.
Jacoby Thomas seems like he's always around the ball, always in position to get some takeaways. What allows him to be that type of player?
Yeah, I think that free safety position, you know, we're dropping him down in the box, we're making him in the run fit, sometimes he's in the post, we're blitzing him off the edge, we're blitzing him internal. You know, he does a little bit of everything. And it's similar to like the way we use that nickel position with Deontay. And, you know, I think he fits that role really well. And I think we have, you know, a couple safeties that do a really good job. I was excited, you know, Dylan did some good things, and Jay Rich did some really good things when he came in later in the game. And, making plays in the backfield and then making plays in space away from the ball. But I just think he plays very fast. He loves the game of football. You know, he's very talented, and we can do a lot of different things with him, you know, coverage-wise and blitz-wise. And, you know, I think he affects the game with how fast he plays and how confident he is right now within the defense and within the scheme. And, you know, he gets the fumble recovery, and then he has the pick. And, you know, I'm still upset at the pick. He didn't just take it right up the sideline. You know, Louisville thought he had the pick, and he takes off. I'm a little bit hesitant in this one, but, you know, that's a big-time play in that situation because we got him second and off track. I think he had the sack the play before. He was one-on-one versus the back, and he did a good job winning. And then Bain did a really good job of making sure the quarterback couldn't escape back to the field. You know, he deserves credit on that sack also for what he did from the field side. Got him off track, and then he gets the pick. And, you know, I thought that was a big momentum shift and, you know, helped our guys get a short field and go down and score another touchdown. But I think, you know, the more he plays in that role, you know, he didn't have spring football here. So I think he's getting more and more confident every week, and it's showing up on film now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.